Blog Talk Radio.
Wondering why I did not die. I'll be happy to tell you why.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you. God bless you on today. God bless you on this beautiful day that the Lord has made. Amen. We rejoice. We're glad in it, people of God. And truly, we have no complaints. Amen. Truly, the Lord is good to us. Amen. And we owe him praise. We owe him praise. We owe him thanksgiving. Amen. Adoration. Glory be to God. We owe it all unto him. Amen. Truly, we're grateful tonight. We're grateful for the Lord. Amen. Grateful for all that he's done in this day. We do pray that you've had a beautiful day in the Lord. Amen, Jesus, in your several places of worship. Amen. Glory to God. Or whether you worship on yesterday, on the Sabbath. Amen. Glory be to God. We pray that you had a beautiful time in the Lord. Amen. We want to welcome. We want to welcome all of our listeners. We want to welcome you from wherever you're coming, wherever you're calling from, wherever you're listening from. We just want to welcome you on tonight. We welcome you. Amen, Jesus. We're so grateful that you have decided to come and be with us on tonight. Glory to God. It's always beautiful that you're able to come and join us, taking time out of your busy schedule at the close of the day, just taking time out, amen, to come and be with us here at the Prayer News Network. We're grateful. We're grateful for it because we realize that there are so many things that you could be doing, but you have elected to be with us. And for this, we thank you. For this, we praise you. We always like to acknowledge in particular, amen, we always acknowledge our all of the states here in the continental U.S., but for those of you that are listening in other countries, we always like to call you out. We always like to give you a shout-out to tell you thank you. Thank you for listening because you don't have to do it. Amen. But we thank God for you. Perhaps there are several of you that are gathered around the radio. Glory to God, amen, in your several homes or your communities or whatever. We just want to let you know that we appreciate you, whether you're calling from the UK, Jamaica, Lebanon, amen, Canada, the Philippines, Bermuda, South Africa, Brazil, China, Tortola, Nassau, Bahamas, amen, Uganda, Nigeria, wherever you're calling from, we just want to say thank you. Thank you tonight. Thank you so much for joining us. Amen. We count it such a blessing that you have elected to come and fellowship with us. Amen. We don't take it lightly. Amen. Again, because we realize that there's so much that you could be doing, so much that, amen, so many other things, amen, that you can get involved in, but you're involved with us here at the Prayer News Network. So we just want to say welcome again. We want to say thank you again, and again to let you know how much we sincerely appreciate you. Here's a virtual hug from the Prayer News Network. Amen. Glory be to God. Those of you that are coming in, we want to say welcome, welcome, welcome. Glory to God. Wherever you're calling in from, we just want to ask you to go ahead and stop and take a moment and send out a couple of text messages, send out a couple of group messages to let everyone know, to let them know that we are here and we're getting ready to broadcast live. Amen. Go ahead and let them know that we are preparing to go live. Let them know to come on in. Amen. Tell them that there is a word from the Lord for them. They don't want to miss it. Tell them they don't want to miss it. Tell them to come on in to see what the Lord will say. Amen. Glory to God. We have truly been blessed here at this Prayer News Network. We're grateful, amen, for this outreach, this global outreach. We're so grateful for it. Amen. We have reached far beyond anything that we thought we would have initially been reaching to. Amen. We have reached so far beyond that. But we thank the Lord, amen, that the Lord had other plans. And here we are, we're following his plans. And here we are reaching beyond, amen, all of these countries, Glory to God, so many countries. We're just grateful, amen, for the Lord doing it. We're getting the word out at any cost, amen, because everybody, listen, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God, amen. And God has been sending his messengers to this line. They have been declaring, amen, a living word, a liberating word unto his people. And I'm telling you, thereby, people of God, amen, we have felt life. We have felt strength, amen. We have been renewed. We have been revived. We have been, oh my, glory to God, we have been restored in so many ways. So we just want to get the word out to as many people as we can. Again, we want to ask you to go ahead and send out that text message to a couple of people. Call a couple of people, amen. Let them know that we are here. Tell them to come on in. We got to compel them. We must compel them to come on in into this broadcast, amen, to hear, amen, what the Lord has to say on today, amen. We're grateful. We're grateful. Again, we're so grateful. Go ahead and send those text messages out. Amen. We know that we do social media, marketing, et cetera, but as I understand, it has been proven that word of mouth is still the most convincing and the most effective way of getting the word out. So we give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. We bless him for that on tonight. Amen. We bless him. Glory to God. Thank you for going ahead and sending those text messages out to everybody to let them know that we are live here on the Prime News Network. Truly, the Lord is the head of this line. We're grateful for him for leading us, for guiding us, directing us. Amen, Jesus, every step of the way. Amen. He is, again, the head of the line. We thank the Lord tonight for our chief apostle. Amen. Our celestial intercessor, Dr. S.D. James, thanking the Lord for him, thanking the Lord for Prophet and Apostle Huggins, God blessing, amen, God blessing the Lord for him on tonight and for our presiding bishop, Bishop K. Tina, amen, Jesus, and for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor, Sr., amen, just recognizing, amen, all of my leaders on tonight as well, recognizing all of the leaders that are represented here on the line. Glory to God, whether you yourself are a leader in any capacity, amen, whether you're a pastor, whether you're a bishop, amen, apostle, a prophet, teacher, whatever capacity you're in, we thank God for you. Thank you for taking the time to come out and to be with us, people of God. We just bless God for it, amen. Go ahead again and send those text messages out. We have to continue to, amen, reiterate because we have people coming in, amen, constantly coming in. So we just want to tell you again, go ahead and, amen, now that you're in, turn around, send out those text messages to let someone know, amen, that we are here and that we are live. Amen. We thank God for our PNN advisors, each and every one of them. They're holding their space and place in this work, in this broadcast. We bless God for that. Amen. Glory be to God. We just thank him. Amen. For each and every one of them. All of them have their hands so full, but we're grateful that they, amen, the Lord enabled them. The Lord has inspired them to lend a hand this way to be a help, to be a blessing to us. And so we just grateful for that, amen, for our advisors. And for you, people of God, we thank God for you. We do. We thank God for each and every one of you because we realize there's so much more that you could be doing, but you have decided to stop by and to be a blessing, to be a participator in what is going on here on the Prayer News Network. So we thank God for you. Amen. We honor the Lord for you. Amen. We thank God for the awesome leaders, awesome speakers that he's been sending here. He's been sending to this Prayer News Network, delivering the word, the unadulterated word. We thank God for each and every one of them for availing themselves, amen, in the service of the Lord. Glory to God. Reaching the lost again at any cost, reaching those, amen, that are downtrodden, those that need to be restored, those that need to be uplifted, amen, glory to God, just feeding the people of God, So we're thankful for each and every one of them. And people of God, we want to let you know that this is a recorded line. Amen. You can get a copy of the broadcast. We will certainly send it out to you. We'll give you two numbers at the end of the broadcast whereby you can simply text us and you can get your copy of the broadcast. Amen. Once you get it, people of God, we ask that you go ahead. Amen, Jesus. We ask that you please, ma'am, please, sir, send a copy. Send it to someone. Amen. Send it to someone else so that someone else can be blessed. Amen. Glory be to God. So we thank God, amen, for you doing that. We're getting our feedback reports, and I'm telling you, the people are really being reached. Amen. People are opening up those clips that you're sending out. People are listening. Amen. So we thank the Lord that the word is doing the work. Amen. So we just bless the Lord for that. We thank God for it. Amen. Again, thank God for each and every one of you, people of God. We certainly do appreciate you for all that you do. And again, for just participating, being a part of this Prayer News Network. Amen. Glory be to God. So tonight, people of God, we're excited for what the Lord is about to do. We are so very excited. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. We know that he has great things in store tonight for his people. Amen, Jesus. We pray that you've come with expectation. You're anticipating a word from the Lord. You're anticipating, amen, a touch from the Lord. Glory be to God. We pray that you're expecting. Amen, Jesus. You have to have expectancy. That's your faith. Amen. When you have expectancy, the Lord will meet your needs. Amen. So we thank the Lord, and we pray that you have that, your expectancy. Amen. You're stirred. You're waiting. You're ready. Amen, Jesus. We pray that you have your pencil and your paper. Go ahead and get your pencil and your paper. Jot down something. Jot down the scriptures. Jot down, amen, something that touches your spirit while you are listening. Amen. This enables you to be able to retain. This is enables you to be able to retain that you've heard. Amen, Jesus. You get it into your hearing. Get it into your spirit. Amen. Glory be to God. So we're thanking the Lord on tonight. Again, go ahead and send those text messages out. Glory be to God while we prepare now to go into the presence of the Lord. As we always say, Psalm 66 and 18, we know that we cannot go before the Lord any kind of way. Amen, Jesus, but we got to be clean. We got to be purged. We want to go before him. Amen, Jesus, empty. Glory to God that the Lord can fill us, that he can fill our cup, that he can touch us again. Amen. We don't go with any preconceived notions or amen, glory to God, knowing that he's going to do it like this or do it like that. Amen. But we want to go with an open mind and an open heart that the Lord can truly have his way. Amen. Glory be to God. So at this time, people of God, we want you to bring your hearts and your minds in. Bring your spirits in on tonight. Amen. We pray that you settle. Amen. Settle in your spirit on tonight. Glory be to God. Settle in your heart. Settle in your mind on tonight. Amen. As we go before the presence of the Lord. Amen, Jesus. We want you to begin to thank the Lord on tonight. Just begin to thank him. Just begin to bless him. Just begin to magnify him on tonight. Glory to God. Begin to magnify him for his goodness. Begin to magnify him for his grace on tonight. Glory be to God. Just come on and love on him on tonight.
The recording has started.
God, just begin to love on him as only you can. Glory to God. Just begin to whisper something unto him. Glory be to God on this day. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Begin to whisper, amen, and just begin to tell him how much you appreciate him. Begin to tell him on tonight how much you love him, how much you adore him on tonight. Glory be to God. Will you do it? Hallelujah. Come on and bless him. Come on and bless his name on tonight. Come on and bless his name on tonight, people of God. For the Lord is great, and he's grateful to be praised. Amen. Glory be to God. So just begin to, amen, let praises rise. Let your praises rise unto him. Let your praises rise. Glory be to God unto him. Hallelujah for all that he's done for you. Let your praises
rise on today. Glory be to God. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We bless you. We honor you on tonight. Father, we glorify you for your goodness. We glorify you for your grace on tonight. We glorify you for just being so good unto us. For you've been better to us, oh God, than we've been to ourselves. And we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight, oh God. Hallelujah. Because it was because of your goodness and because of your grace. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because of your grace only, oh God, that we're here today. And we thank you. We thank you tonight. We bless you tonight, oh God, and we're asking you to look upon each and every one of us. Look upon us tonight, oh God. Look upon this line. Look upon this people in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you today. We're asking you, oh, glory to God. We're asking you to touch us again. We're asking you to touch us yet again. We thank you, Father, for what you've already done. We thank you for how you've touched us already, for how, oh God, you've spoken already. We thank you. Glory be to God. We thank you for the praise. Hallelujah. We're thanking for your promises on tonight. We thank you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We bless your precious name, Obosha, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you now. We're asking that you will look upon each and every one of us. Look upon us, oh God, name by name. Look upon us, glory to God, for you know each and every one of us, even the very hairs of our head. We're asking that you will look upon us now in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you on tonight. Today. We're asking you to forgive sin on today. Forgive sin, oh God, iniquity on today. Oh God, purge us now in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you today, oh glory to God, that you would hire. Oh, God, that you would touch us even now. Touch us, oh, God, and sanctify us in the precious name of Jesus. Sanctify us as only you can. Cleanse us and make us, oh, God. Make us and mold us in the precious name of Jesus. Father, by your spirit, by your anointing on tonight, we're asking you, glory be to God, to have your way. Have your way in us, oh, God. Have your way with each and every one of us in the precious name of Jesus. We're asking you to do what you will. Do what you will on today, oh God, on this line, in this people. Do what you will, oh glory, in the precious name of Jesus. Hiya. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you move by your spirit. Move by your anointing, oh God, in your precious name, oh God. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you to meet every need, meet every desire in your precious name, oh God. But you know what we need before we even ask it. We're asking you today, oh God, but you know what's best for each and every one of us. We're asking you all today, oh God. Glory be to God. Let your will be done. In the name of Jesus, let your will be done. In the name of Jesus, Father, we're asking you to move. Move in the winds, oh God. Move and cause our desire, oh God, to be stirred. Your desire to be stirred in each and every one of us. That your will, oh God, that your will be perfected in us. In the precious name of Jesus, oh God, in your precious name tonight. We're asking you to move in healing tonight. We're asking you to move, glory to God. Move, oh, my Messiah. Move in healing on tonight. Healing of the mind. Healing, oh, God, of the soul. Healing of the spirit. Healing of the bodies on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus. We're asking you to do it, oh, God. We're asking you to move tonight. Move, God, oh, God, for you're omnipresent. You're everywhere. Oh, God, we're asking you, oh, God, for those that are desiring a closer walk with you on tonight. We're asking you to move for them on tonight. Move on their desire. Move on their will in your precious name, oh God. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. We're asking you to do it tonight. We're asking you to sanctify. We're asking you, oh God. We're asking you to move on tonight. We're asking you, oh Messiah, in the precious name of Jesus. Oh God, move in provision on tonight. Move in provisions. But you're our Jehovah Jireh. Move on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. For you see everything, everything and everything, oh God, that we have need of. We're asking you to move. We're asking you to provide, not just on this line, oh glory to God, but through the airways, in the earth, oh God. For the earth is yours and the fullness thereof. Move for your people in the name of Jesus. And here we are, Father. We're coming on tonight. higher, higher. In the name of Jesus, we're asking you to do it higher. Oh, God calls us to be a prepared people. Oh, God, be a prepared people. A prepared people, meet for your use. Meet for your glory on tonight. We're asking you to do it, Ibo She. Do it on tonight. Do it on tonight. Move behind us, Shekebo She, in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you for your peace. Cause your peace to abide. Cause the spirit of peace. Cause your spirit of peace now to rest in every situation, every environment on tonight. Cause your peace to rest upon us in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, for this we give you thanks, we give you praise. We're thanking you for your righteousness. Hey, we're thanking you on tonight. Cause your righteousness to be revealed in each and every one of us. Cause your righteousness to be revealed in the spirit, in the mind of your people. Oh God, cause your righteousness, oh God, to come forth. Oh God, cause it to shine forth. Glory be to God in each and every one of your people on tonight. Father, we're asking that you would transform us on tonight. Transform us. Make us anew, oh God, in your precious name. And then I must say, in your precious name on tonight. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We bless you on tonight. Thank you for being our covering. Thank you for being our covering on tonight. Jehovah Nisi, we thank you on tonight for being our banner. We're thanking you on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, we bless you. We love you now. We're thanking you for meeting needs. We're thanking you, oh God, for doing it on tonight. We're thanking you for doing it. We're thanking you for being, oh God, and doing the exceeding on tonight, exceeding abundant, oh God, above everything that we're asking, above everything that we're thanking on tonight. Father, we're thanking you. We bless you tonight. We honor you. We glorify you. We magnify you in the precious name of Jesus, oh God, and the sons of God on tonight, on the higher, oh God, even now, we do bind the hand of the enemy. Even now, even now, in the name of Jesus, even now, even now, in the name of Jesus, we bind every wicked work, every intention on tonight. Satan, we say the blood of Jesus is against you now. The blood of Jesus tonight. Hey, God of Ahia, the blood of Jesus. Bring down every work, every plan, every plot, even now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight for causing us to sit in heavenly places. We're thanking you tonight for the power, oh God, that you've given unto us, the sons of God. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. Inamase, glory, heboshe, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We thank you for the body of Christ at large. We're thanking you for every leader on tonight. Every leader on tonight. Every righteous leader on tonight. We're asking that you would strengthen them. Cause them to be strengthened. We speak strength into the atmosphere. In the name of Jesus, we speak strength into the atmosphere. And Father, we thank you now. We thank you for doing it. We're thanking you for doing it. We're thanking you for revival. Thank you for revival. Thank you for revival. Oh, God, cause it to rest into the hearts of your people. Oh, glory to God. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We honor you now. We're thanking you, oh, God, hallelujah, for opening those doors. Oh, God, for opening those doors. Oh, God, that the enemy shut in our lives. Oh, God, the doors, oh, God, that only you could open. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight, oh, God, and we shut those doors that will give the enemy access, oh, God, unauthorized access unto your people. We shut those doors now in the precious name of Jesus. And, Father, we declare peace Oh, God, we decree peace in this hour. We decree peace in this hour. Your blessings, oh, God. Hallelujah. Cause us, oh, God, to be in position. Cause us to be in position, oh, God, for every good and perfect gift. Oh, God, cause us to be in position. Let us not miss one divine appointment. Let us not miss one, oh, God, but cause us to be in the right place at the right time always. Father, we're thanking you. We bless you now. Thank you for your great salvation that's going in Iramase, even now throughout the earth. Cause your people, oh, God, to hear the call. Cause your people, oh, God, to hear your voice, oh, God, and calling them unto repentance. We thank you now. We thank you now, Gloria Mose, oh, God, for even the king's heart is in your hand. And we're thanking you for turning the hearts of your people unto you. We thank you now. We bless you now. We honor you. We glorify you, oh, God. Now, Father, we're asking you yet again to have your way upon this line. Have your way. Have your way. Gloria Mase, God, in the precious name of Jesus. Cause your glory. Cause your glory. Cause your glory to rest. Cause your glory to rest upon us. Cause your glory. Cause us to be consumed in your glory. Hey, God. Woo, cause us to be consumed in your glory. Oh, God, and let us not leave this line the same. Father, for this we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Father, we're asking that you would bless your servant even now. We're asking, oh, God, cause your anointing to rest. Oh, God, cause there to be a stirring as never before. Even now in the precious name of Jesus, we're thanking you, oh, God, for your word that you already sent. And here we are to receive, oh, God, what you about to say. Father, we bless you. We thank you now. We thank you for your spoken word. God, we declare and we decree it shall not return unto us void. Father, for this we give you thanks. We give you praise. Oh, God, we thank you that your word shall accomplish everything that you set it out to do in each and every one of our lives. We're thanking you, oh, God. Oh, God, thank you again, Father. Thank you for healing. Thank you, oh, God, for restoring. We thank you on tonight. We bless you on tonight. God, everything. Oh, God, but we declare, we decree is already done. For this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We're asking you, Father, to hide us behind your precious cross. Cover us in your shed blood. Cover us, and we shall be covered. Hide us, and we shall be hid. And for this, we give you thanks. We do give you praise. Again, we bind the hand of the enemy. We bring it every work to naught. Every work we bring it to naught, even now, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We love you. We glorify you, oh, God, in your precious name, Jesus. Glory to God. Every heart on tonight, glory to God. Say amen. Give him a praise. Amen. Amen. Amen on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. We bless the Lord. Glory to God. We bless him. We thank him on tonight. Amen. We thank him for what he's about to do. Glory to God. We thank him. Amen. Because we know it's already done. Amen. And for this, we thank him. We bless him. We honor him, people of God. Amen. Glory to God. Are you excited about what the Lord is about to do? Glory to God. You should be excited. Amen, for what he's about to do. Glory be to God. We thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen, for getting those, sending out those text messages. Amen, letting the people know, amen, that we are here and that we are prepared, amen, to hear what the Lord has to say. Amen, glory be to God. We're excited on tonight, people of God. Amen, Jesus. As you know, the man of God was with us on last night. Amen. We are so excited, amen, that the Lord, amen, that he has opportunity, amen, to come and be back with us again, find time in his schedule. We are excited for what the Lord is about to say, amen, because we already know by faith it's already said, amen. So on tonight, people of God, we're going down to Alachua. We're going back down to Alachua, Florida. Amen, Jesus, by way of Elohim's Revival Center International. Glory be to God. Amen. He's just a part of the family. Amen, Jesus. We thank God he's no stranger to us.
Amen, Jesus. But tonight, people of God, we want you to receive the man of God, the messenger of the hour. Don't forget to get your pen and your paper and get ready. Amen. And tonight, people of God, we want you to receive Prophet Virgil Hostel. God bless you, man of God.
God bless you, woman of God. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. We thank God on tonight for all that he is doing and all that he's getting ready to do. Amen. I'm excited about the will of God. I'm excited about the things of God. We give honor to our celestial intercessor, Apostle S.D. James. We give honor to the prelates and our leadership. We thank God for the woman of God, the host of this conference line. And, man, we thank God for her service, that which she has done as to making herself available for the will of God. Amen. It's such a sacrifice and an honor to be in a place, to be able to provide a place for the people of God to come, that they may feast at a table. Amen. And I'm grateful to be in this particular atmosphere with you all, with like-minded individuals who serve and love God all the same in Jesus' name. Amen. We love God and we thank God for this opportunity again tonight. Amen. We're going to dive into the Word of God on tonight, the 1 Corinthians chapter 6 on tonight. Amen. We bless God for the staff and thank God for all those leaders in their respectful places. And we thank God for you on tonight, and we thank God for you availing yourself to be with us on tonight. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 on tonight. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. On tonight. 1 Corinthians 6 on tonight. 1 Corinthians 6 on tonight. Amen. We bless and honor the Lord. I don't know about anybody else, but I feel the fire of God tonight. I feel the fire of God on tonight. And I'm going to try to get through this without taking off. Amen. 1 Corinthians 6 and verse 19. Verse 19. 6 and verse 19. Amen. Said, what know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? Amen. Let's look at Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1 and 26. Genesis 1 and 26. Genesis 1 and 26. Thank you, Holy Ghost. And God said, let us make man in our own image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image God created he him, male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Father, we thank you even now, God, for your grace and mercy. We thank you for your power and your authority in the midst of us, oh Jesus. And God, we pray now, Father, God, that you would breathe in the midst of this atmosphere even more. God, give me the strength to decrease that you might increase, oh God. Father, speak tonight because the servant hears. God, let your people feast from the table, oh God of heaven. In the name of Jesus, bless this bread, God. Oh God, sanctify it, purify it, and make it whole. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. I want to borrow a little bit of your time tonight, with a little bit of bonus time tonight as well. And I want to talk about the bodily defenses and boosting of your immune system. The bodily defenses and boosting of your immune system. And so tonight, as I begin to prepare during today, whether waiting on the Lord throughout the day, laying around, waiting on the Lord to speak, and I got up and got me something nibble on and begin to just kind of wait on the Lord to speak and wait on him. And the Lord began to deal with me concerning the body of Christ and its defenses. And he shared with me some information that he gave me years ago that I forgot about. But he brought it back to my remembrance, and he began to explain to me about our bodily defenses and how
your body is most vulnerable at certain points in your life. The first one being consummation. And so because of during consummation, your bodily defenses are lowered and everything else is going on everywhere else. Amen? You can put two and two together with a magnet and you'll have the answer to what happens. And so when your bodily defenses are lower, the Lord began to show me how your body is no longer protecting itself against viruses, infections, diseases, or any other bacteria. And so because of this, many times our body is more susceptible during this time to catch diseases, spiritual transfers, deposits, anything that can slip in through the cracks into our body during consummation. The next stage of life that shows us that our body is weak is when we have allowed ourselves to batter our bodies with addictions, drinking, smoking, partying, shooting up on drugs, and all of these things have a way of lowering your body's defenses. Then there is a pregnant woman who body defenses are not up like they once was. She is carrying a child, and she has to protect that child, and now she's having to use her bodily defenses to fight for her immune system and that of the immune system of the child, while at the same time, she's vulnerable, and so is the child vulnerable. And so when we look at the body and the human body in its form and how it was created, God created into his image and his likeness. He designed the body in such a capacity that it heals itself. If you look up every element in the dirt or dust in the ground, and you look up, compare the chart with every element of the dust and dirt that is in the human's body, you will find the same trace elements. And so when we look at the lowering of a bodily defenses, it is during one of the most critical points where we understand what the Bible tells us, that it is better to marry than to burn. But when we look at consummation in its essence, in the context of the spiritual as well as the natural, in the spiritual we receive deposits, meaning that we take on things that everybody else or that other person has been dealing with. Now let's look at it this way. Let's say if this was just a midnight rendezvous. Now, you've picked up someone who has did the same thing with somebody else and somebody else and somebody else. And they're not only bringing themselves, but they're bringing them and every spirit that has stepped inside of their body during consummation along with them. And now you're not getting just their issues, but you're getting the spiritual issues of everybody that they came across. And most of the time, these manifestations don't show up until later on in your life or later on in the year. And so when we look at how this happens or how the damage takes place on the spiritual level, we see that it disrupts our ability to function. Because once you have all these other spirits on the inside of you, there's a continual war. There's a continual battle, a fight to overtake the spirit of God that's already on the inside of you, that he created in you. And so if we go back and look, you have already your own spirit. You have your own soul. And because you have your own spirit and your own soul, the minute that veil lowers, you become what? Vulnerable to other spirits and other attachments. And it is these other spirits that begin to war against your spirit and your soul. They begin to bring whatever they have, whether it's addiction, whatever it's lying, whatever it's cussing, whatever their attachment is, they bring it with them. I'm trying to be careful tonight. And so because of that, you end up living a life if you don't go through deliverance battling with stuff that's not even yours. And so when you have allowed yourself to become open to be deposited in, and we're not talking about the release of the consummation, we're talking about spiritual release. And when you allow yourself to be open to receive the spirit of somebody else that steps inside your body, becoming one on the nature of them, and when you look at the natural side of this, when you look at the natural side of consummation, and we're going to move beyond this, in the middle of consummation, your bodily defenses are turned off, meaning your white and red blood cells and the cells in your body that are known to fight off free radicals and kill off viruses, infections such as colds, flus, and all those kind of bugs and stuff, that is no longer there because all of your mind's energy has been focused on one thing. And so we don't know physically that we have actually completed consummation except evidence is presented. But the only thing we know is that once the evidence is presented, then we've completed consummation. But the release during consummation happens between the ears and the eyes, back in your limbic system. And so when we move beyond that, all your bodily defenses are shut down, all right? So this is where we have STDs, chlamydia, AIDS, gonorrhea, all of that stuff slide right through because your bodily defenses are not on. They're not sending off signals to alert you that something is there. And you never know it's there until there's evidence later, days later, sometimes sooner than that in women than men. And then all of a sudden you say, well, I didn't know. It's because your body had shut down. Outside of protection, when our bodily systems are turned off, and outside of that, we have enabled ourselves for an open door access. And so because our body has been invaded, it becomes more easier for diseases that are immune compromisable to come in and replicate and create other pathogens in our bodies. And so when we look at other diseases that come in through by way of the air, sicknesses and diseases, colds, viruses, MRSA, which is airborne and known as staph. Many of you probably don't know what staph infections, you know how you cut yourself and it don't heal and all of a sudden get infected and they say, oh, you got staph, that's staph infection. And so MRSA is what staph infection is, it's airborne. I worked in a mental institution some years ago, and one of the things that they let us know before we signed our contract as nurses to work there for the state institution is knowing that we are in an atmosphere where MRSA was airborne. And so when you look at your body's defenses itself and defending your body against these viruses and infections, so let's take a step further. For 1 year, your body has been masked up to defend against one virus. But in essence, your body covering itself from normal airborne diseases and infections and viruses, such as staph, colds, viruses, and flus. If you notice, colds and viruses dropped during the pandemic. And that's because everybody has had on a mask. Carbon emissions, gases, pollution didn't impact a lot of people because we had on a mask. I know you're thinking, what is he talking about? Where are we going? Your bodily defenses, though protected by a mask, have become weakened because of the mask. Current state, when you take the mask off now, if COVID was to vanish overnight and you take the mask off now and go outside, you'll have to deal with your body trying to fight off sinuses, colds, viruses, and any dormant sicknesses or diseases that are airborne that are still lingering in the atmosphere after the winter. And so we must build up our immune system. We must build a stronger immunity in our bodies, because even though we're still wearing the mask, we have weakened our immune system by wearing the mask because we have not exposed our bodies to go out in the air. Your body needs good and bad bacteria. If anybody's ever took antibiotics, any medicine that take out cure an infection, and they tell you, most doctors will tell you, make sure you eat some vegetables after you finish with this antibiotic, or while you're eating this antibiotic, while you're taking the antibiotic, because it kills off the good and the bad. And so because it kills off the good and the bad, you need an equal share of both in order for your body to function. Because, like you said, your body naturally knows how to defend itself. But if your body has not been built up to defend itself and it's been restricted from being exposed to defending itself, then what happens? When it gets an overload of it, your body what? Does the same thing it does what? During consummation. It shuts down. It turns off. And when that happens, your body begins to react and sinuses and colds begin to impact you in ways that they never impact you before, because your bodily defenses have been lowered because of restriction and exposure to daily things like pollen, like dust, like being around people who sneeze. And now you're around somebody that sneezes, you want to put on a mask, a shirt, and a scarf. But you don't want to be exposed to COVID. But you need to be what, in your yard sometimes, exposed to real air. And so sometimes we ride around with a mask on in our car with the window up. And I ain't never seen a virus come through no glass. Amen? So to build up our immune system, we got to understand that our bodily defenses need our help, because we have not allowed them to get the exposure that they need. We need to give our bodily defenses the help it needs. So your body is designed to heal and repair itself. But if your bodily defenses are turned off, it will not fight. And so we understand the sexual transmitted diseases. And so when we look at how God created man in his own image, in his own likeness, he also made sure that man had a survival mechanism built inside of him. If you cut yourself today, then what? Your blood will what? Begin to coagulate across the cut, and it will begin to what? A stab or a scab. And they always tell you what? Don't pick it or you'll get infections. So we what? Spend what? Time outside to expose our body to what? Natural air. Getting natural air outside helps your body to absorb not only sunlight for vitamin D, but it also allows your body to absorb the things in nature around it, pollen and all this stuff. It allows your body to what? Reboot itself to know that this is life out here and not behind a mask. Now, wearing a mask is good for your protection. However, keeping a mask on while you at home in your own yard is not good for your protection, because you're lowering your body's ability to fight against sicknesses and diseases. And so as you continue to build up your immune system, exposing yourself to natural air in your own yard, the safety of your own yard, this means you and the people who live with you, not you, your neighbors, your cousin from down the road, no, you and the people who live with you should be in the same atmosphere. All right? So this means that you don't invite a yard full of people, and don't do like they're doing in Miami and have a whole block party, because that's going to expose you to more than it reintroducing your body to the environment, but that's going to expose you to COVID-19. So we protect our bodies for what? to know that what when we are around people again, that we are what? We'll be okay. And so I remember some years ago, my mom took this medicine. I don't know if y'all know Humira. And Humira now, what it does is it destroys your immune system, meaning that you are required to wear a mask all the time because now you're vulnerable to everybody. And so now you got to protect yourself from everybody because everybody got a virus, even though they may not, but to your immune system, they do. And it responds differently when your immune system has been wiped out because of medicine. So what you do is what? When you start reintroducing yourself to the outside, you want to apply homemade lotions, products that hydrate you and don't clog your pores. You want to make sure you stay hydrated. Drink plenty of water. Temperatures are heating up. You're going to need plenty of water to sustain you, to sustain your bodily functions, to protect your organs, to keep your blood flowing. You got to have water because your blood needs it. Your body needs it. I don't know how many of you have experienced dehydration before. It is not fun. It is not fun and it don't feel good. And those who live in areas where storms and swamps, lakes are nearby, plant citronella plants near your door entry and around seating areas in your yard. Remember, for 1 year, we've all been running in the house. So now we're getting ready to go back outside, and mosquitoes going to be thirsty. And that's going to help you get away from West Nile. All right. So your bodily defenses helps you to stay in a place where you can function. If you are working in ministry and evangelism and you're working in ministry, you're laying hands on the sick, you can't become vulnerable because if you are open and you're not protected and you go to heal people through by the power of God and you end up sick too, then you're going to need a healer. You're going to need somebody to heal you. So it's very important that if you work in evangelism and ministry, that you are 100% well, that your immune system is in good condition when you're going to visit sick people. And so you've got to protect yourself starting now because as we go back out into the world, because even as COVID levels out and they say take your mask off, leave your mask on, and you go back out into the world, you want to make sure that you understand that you're going back out to people who have not been exposed to colds, sinuses and viruses, bronchitis and all this stuff like you haven't. And so you may run up on somebody and they sneeze on you, and you may think it's COVID, but it may be bronchitis. Same, it's sickness altogether, but you don't want to be exposed to it by not building yourself up and protecting your immune system. So we've got to build up the body by doing vitamin C, vitamin D. We need all the nourishment we need, vegetables, apples, all these good things for our body. And so you want to protect yourself when you're outside from mosquitoes, one. Homemade mosquito repellent. I'm going to give you the homemade mosquito repellent tonight. You want to add 10 drops of lemongrass oil and 10 drops of rosemary oil to 60 milliliters of a carrier oil, which is, we'll say, olive oil or coconut oil, with boiled water, which is known as distilled water, and 91% rubbing alcohol. Now, distilled water, if you need distilled water, you boil water that day, and then you go back to it, cover it, go back to it after you boil it, go back to it that next day. All right? Homemade air freshener. So your house smells good. 3/4 cups of distilled water. 2 tablespoons of rubbing alcohol. 2 tablespoons of real vanilla extract. 10 drops of orange essential oils. 8 drops of peppermint essential oil. Lavender spray. 3/4 cups of distilled water. 2 tablespoons of real vanilla extract, 10 drops of lavender essential oils, 5 drops of chamomile essential oil. Get rid of fleas. 2 parts apple cider vinegar to 1 part water. You want the apple cider vinegar with the mother in it. And you want to shake it very well and spray it around areas where there's fleas and they'll leave quickly. To get fleas off your pets, you can use the same spray for that. But if you wash your pets and you rub them down with coconut oil, it will cause fleas to leave. You want to make sure their coat is dry. For outside pets with water bowls, you want to make 1/2 teaspoon. You want to add 1/2 teaspoon of apple cider vinegar with the mother in it to the pet's water bowl to avoid mosquitoes and flea larvae. And this will keep them from getting parasites and also parvo, which is a deadly disease. You want to spray into your yard with 7 dust. Spray around your doors, porches, to kill fleas and prevent parvo. So you want to use that apple cider vinegar with the mother in it and that water solution, and you want to spray around your door. You want to provide your dogs with black seed oil 2x a week, 1/2 teaspoon. Mix well in their food. Do this for a month. Then after that, give it to them 1 time a month. Avoid any food that have corn in them and other unhealthy parasites to prolong your pet's lifespan. Now, for the human bodies, we gave you the last one was here, the hibiscus. Now it's time to start plucking your hibiscus off the tree. All you need about 5 or 6 of them. You can do 20 if you have a large amount. Pull that bit out of there. Wash the hibiscus off. Boil that water. Drop that water on the hibiscus. Make your tea. Put it in the refrigerator. Don't forget to put the lemon, the lime in there. You're going to need 1 lime. You're going to need some sugar. You're going to need sugar for it. Preferably, you want a sugar that's a cane sugar and not a white sugar. You don't want it bleached, but you want it unrefined. You want to use that sugar in there. Put it in the refrigerator in a pitcher. Let it cool and drink off of that. And you can use that as your spring drink or your summer drink to cool you off, but it's packed with a lot of vitamins and antioxidants. So when we look at back at the body, once your body becomes open and avails itself to deposits, what happens is you carry these, and so whatever relationships you get into, you begin to manifest the behavior of someone other than yourself unintentionally. But it was intentionally your decision to open yourself up to receive. So you got to be careful now who you open yourself up to receive from. I don't know why I'm here tonight on this topic, but I'm going to have to stay here till Jesus let me go. So when you open yourself up to receive, you got to be careful what steps in you and what you're letting out of you, because there's an exchange that goes on in the spirit. And when the exchange is made in the spirit, somebody is receiving something and somebody is leaving with something. And so every encounter that you have with someone, you're leaving with some type of baggage. And so for those of you that minister to your sons and daughters and tell them they have to keep themselves, and I got to keep myself, explain to them that whatever you do, when you open yourself up, you allow whatever they bring, whatever baggage they have, you allow all of that to become your roommate too. And so that's one way to explain them. This is why I say don't do it, because you're allowing yourself to take on company, squatters, that you can't get rid of except you get on the altar and call on the name of Jesus. And so your body's open. And once your body is open, you have all this stuff that's stepping on the inside of you. They have mental issues, that's in there. They have a lying spirit, that steps in. They have a cussing spirit, that steps in. They're smokers, they're drinkers. All of a sudden now you smoking, you drink. Ain't never smoked and drank a day in your life. But all this stuff is stepping in. They crave marijuana and they pill popping. Now all of a sudden now you're craving marijuana and you're pill popping. All of these spirits have stepped inside of you because you've allowed yourself to be open. And so many of us right now are fighting and battling in our mind with stuff that don't even belong to us. Some of us ain't never had depression and suicidal thoughts a day in our life, but slept with somebody who battles with it, who came in contact with somebody and opened ourselves up to them, and now we stuck with it, or so we think. But you got to understand that you made a decision unknowingly. Now that you know, you understand that you can receive freedom and deliverance. And so when we look at now how the body must what, protect itself, number one, you must always close off the gateways to your soul, your eye gate, your ear gate, your nose gate, and your mouth gate. You want them shut completely off, and not just even in concentration. You want them shut off, period, except God is trying to make a deposit in your life. You don't want to invite anything into your atmosphere that has the possibility or the power to disrupt or cause warfare with your spirit and your soul. And I say, the Bible says the flesh is willing, but the what? Spirit is what? Weak. And so you're already warring without the attachment, and now that you have the attachment, you're in full-blown warfare. And so now there's a growing battle for you to what? Get to God, because you're fighting within yourself, with you and whoever else, spirit that's in there, and now you need to get to God, and you can't get to him because you're too busy warring. You're wrestling. These spirits, they take your peace from you. They rob you of your rest. They create chaos in your life. And so we've got to understand that you can't allow yourself, because just opening yourself up in consummation ain't just opening yourself up in consummation. You're opening your spirit up. And so when you open your spirit up, they're open too. And so now Ichabod and Succubus are now hovering over you. So consummating. See, illegal consummation invites the demon spirits that govern over sex to hang over your sexual consummation. And as you're consummating, they're consummating, giving birth and depositing inside of your loins. And not only have you taken on those spirits from that person, now you got demons in you too. And so now, see, it's not just a passerby, it's a deposit. And it's multiple deposits. And then you got to deal with some of us have been exposed to demonic empowerment, the inability to be satisfied during consummation, the desire to want more and more. That's demonic empowerment, meaning that you cannot satisfy, meaning that demon needs something greater than one person. And many of us have engaged in group activities that have exposed us to just what that demon needed to be satisfied with. See, when you get involved in premarital consummation, you open yourself up to something that you can't wash off with soap and water and potash ain't going to get rid of. Because now you've allowed yourself to get a taste of something that you shouldn't have got a taste of, but with that one person. But now that you've done it, your body will begin to crave, and you begin to crave stuff outside of the norm. Watching pornography, masturbation, oral sex, anal sex, all of this stuff begins to unveil, because now you would expose yourself to a nature and a lifestyle that should have been under covenant. Covenant would have kept it in order. And so now we see what? The rise and the birth of what? What we call what? Perversions. And so we say, oh, that's perversion. You see, perversion. So what are we looking at? We're looking at illegal consummation, illegal connectivity. Illegal consummation equals illegal deposit, meaning you walk away pregnant. In 9 months' time, you're going to give birth to a monster. And that monster either going to stay on your hip or it's going to run your life. And most times, because it is the thrill, it's a monster birthed out of a thrill, it is going to run your life. You know, the issue in the body of Christ among the single generation in the church, the issue isn't, especially single ones that are battling in the church. The issue isn't smoking. The issue is them battling with the issue of flesh. Their flesh. Because we don't have fathers to teach sons how to be sons. We tell them, as fathers, go out and do this, and then you'll become a man. That's not a man. If you encourage your son to go lay with somebody, that's not a man. And then we're telling daughters to find her a good-looking man that's going to be this and going to be that and going to be that. That's not a man. That's not husband material. We never teach them to find somebody that's going to love God. Somebody's going to make them away versus trying to expose them to their flesh, making them rip the flower. God help me. Making them rip the flower off the tree before it's fully budded. Tearing their flesh before it's fully budded. And now that it's torn, we can't put it out. And we mad because they're climbing out of windows. But we expose them to it because we were exposed to it. But we got to unwrite the nature of our ancestors and to teach the nature and foundations of the text and do it with power, because Paul said the letter kill it, but the spirit bring it to life. We've got to do it with the demonstration of God's power. And so when we look at how generations, see, this generation out doing this, and see, people don't buy prophylactic no more. There'd be a time you can go in a hairdresser and get, and they had a big old bucket on the counter, get two or three of them and go on about the business. People would go by the clinic, get a brown, green bag, whatever kind of bag it is, and go on about the business. Now they bypass all of it. They're not doing that anymore. Consummation is sacred. It's ordained. You don't do it in the park. In all these other places, it's not meant for that. It's sacred. It's ministry. And so we are handing a generation the tools to ministry without guidance. And now they're more rapidly sitting in the clinic trying to get a cream or a pill, some penicillin to get rid of something, because we didn't teach them the standards of the word. We didn't teach them the policy of the word. However, it is what we've allowed to step inside of us, the residue that hangs on the inside, that we won't let go of because it excites us. It makes us feel good. But you got to get free in order to do what God has called you to do. And so we look at the body itself, and you open yourself up. And not only have you opened yourself up to deposit, you open yourself up to a chain of events that you're not ready for. Because what you don't live out is going to go into your babies if you carry them. And when you carry them, they receive the spirits that are still in there. See, you may be around ta-ta-ta and rolling all over the floor and shouting and bucking, but you got to remember they ain't saved yet. They're vulnerable. And seeing what you ain't got all the way out of you, they become the victim of your mess. They become the victims of your mess, your sin, the stuff that you expose yourself to. If you ain't get free from it all, they become the one that inherit the load. They carry it. They take it on. And so tonight, I challenge you, tonight, to lay your flesh back on the altar. Lay it down. And let God go in and gut all of that stuff out of you that should not be. God bless you on tonight. We're going to pray, and we're going to get a call for salvation, and then all those who need prayer. Father, we thank you for your grace and mercy, your power and your authority. We thank you for this word tonight, God. We pray that this word change someone's life, help someone tonight, God. We pray, oh God, that you would step on the inside of your people. Let them examine their heart, God, if there be any residue in there, Father. We pray now, Jesus, that they surrender the residue up to you in Jesus' name. That everything, every door that they've allowed to open, everything they've allowed to step inside of them through illegal consummation. Father, we pray now in the name of Jesus, God, that they surrender unto you tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. Is anyone on here tonight that needs to be saved? Anybody want to be saved? If you're unsaved, we know you need to be saved, but if you want to be saved, anybody want to be saved tonight? Press star 6 and we'll lead you to Christ. Anybody want to be saved? Anybody want to be saved? You can't be embarrassed because it's a lot of people, a lot of saints that's battling in their flesh and battling in their mind. Anybody want to be saved? Anybody? Anybody want to be saved? Anybody want to be saved? Anybody tonight? Woman of God, is anybody on the platform?
I'm sorry, no sir, no one's on the platform.
Amen. Anybody need prayer on tonight? Anybody need prayer? Anybody want prayer? Because we all need prayer. Amen.
Yes, 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 yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Press star 6. Press star 6.
Oh, Jesus.
Mm-mm.
Hello?
We have to be careful what we watch on TV. Yes, ma'am.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, sir. Prophet Postel, this is Evangelist Everett from Jacksonville, Florida. I just want to say I enjoyed what I heard tonight. Unfortunately, I had to get off the line, but I thank God for what I heard. I thank God for the truth, because truly we're living in the time that the residue has to come off, and leaders have to make sure that they're right with God so that we don't lead people astray. But I'm asking for prayer tonight for one of our members, one of our pastors, sir. I was informed that she's in a nursing home, and everybody has been trying to get in touch with her. Now we see why we could not. She's in the nursing home, and I was informed that she's on life support. Her name is Pastor Patsy Thomas. Yeah,
okay.
I just found out. They called me while you were on the line. So I'm asking you, sir, to pray for her and her family, her children, and above all, pray for leaders. Pray for us.
Yes.
That God will help us to understand
Lord.
This is serious. And these are God's people, not ours.
Jesus.
So pray. And I'm asking
Lord.
For prayer. Amen. Thank you, sir. God bless you. And I praise God for what he's doing in your life. God bless you. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you too, woman of God. Amen. Anybody else? Anybody else? Yes, Lord. See, sometimes, y'all, we have to delete phone numbers, too. You can't hold on to the person that exposed you to it. You got to delete their number.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, ma'am.
Praise the Lord. I thank God for the message tonight. It's a reflection of something our Apostle S.D. James taught us years ago. And thank you for the reminder. And I want to request prayer for me. Sister Betty Boyle, and thank you so much to PNN for praying for my daughter Martha and my sister Martha, because they are steady progressing, and I need prayer for my home, because I'm taking in two people into my house, which is my family members in need, but the need they most need is to be saved, and I want to keep my house a saved house like it's been for all these years, and so pray for the smooth emerging, and God give me discerning to see things that might come up before it come up.
Yes, Lord. Yes, ma'am. I sure will. Thank you, Jesus. Aya.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
Get you some blessed oil. This is what I want you to do. Get you some blessed oil. Get you some blessed oil. And when they ain't there, go in there and anoint their bed, anoint their pillow, sheets, anoint. Anoint everything.
Mm-hmm.
Everything
yes,
they could possibly anoint it. Anoint
yes,
it. Just
yes,
anoint
Lord.
It. Just start anointing
yes,
stuff. Anointing it. And pleading the blood of Jesus over their mind. Hey, yes, God. Over their mind.
Mm.
Over their mind. Mm. Mm-hmm. There's some thoughts in their mind. God got to change some stuff in their mind. There's some thoughts in their mind. Their mind, it's a warfare going on in their mind. Some instability that's going on in their mind. Put some oil on the pillow. Anoint the pillows. Not just the pillowcase, but anoint the pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Jesus.
Well,
yes,
Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Anybody else need prayer?
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This is Sister Carol Lumpkin from Gainesville, Florida. I'm truly blessed. Praise God, man of God, for the word tonight. Just wanted to ask to stand in prophecy with me, praise God, praying for my children, praise God, that I'm seeing some things being changed in all of them. My son, Adrian, my daughter, Marshana, my other daughter, Brianna, I'm seeing God move in their life, but I just more prayer, praise God, for their minds to be more concentrated on Christ Jesus, not just reading the word, but knowing and understanding what God is doing in this hour for them. I'm so grateful, praise God. True enough, when you get connected in Jesus, praise God, you know he is your author and finish of your faith, praise God. But truly, I'm just thanking God that I am encouraging them, not beating them up, but encouraging them to come on in, because I don't want it to be too late. But I told them that they can't get themselves together to come in as they are. I'm just asking you to stand with me, pray with me for all of our children, because truly we know God said in his word, our seed is blessed, and our seed is blessed, but their mind has to be changed. So pray for that. God, and I appreciate it. Thank you so much. And keep me in prayer that I stay where I need to be in God and not waver, just stay.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. I remember I was 12 years old, y'all. 12. But I grew up in church all my life. But I was 12 years old. And my mother was it was me and my cousin. My mother was pouring into us. She was pouring. We would come. We couldn't stop coming to the house because I lived with my grandmother. And so we would come up here, walk to the house. Me and my cousin would walk to my mom's house, and she would pour into us. She would minister to us. She would minister to us. And I remember the night we got saved, we was at church and at a youth revival. And she looked at me, and I looked at her, and she said, can we go up there right now? I said, I don't care if we can or not. I'm going anyway. I'm ready to get saved. And we both went up there. And they laid hands on us. I went one way. She went the other. But all my life, I've known my mother to be a woman of God and a prophetess of God. And she's always given us God, always given us God. And Sister Carol, as you were talking, all I can hear was train up a child and the way he would go. And when they get old, they will not depart from it. I don't care how far they go and how far they run. If you train and plant the seed, salvation going to be theirs. Mm-hmm. Whether they living or not thinking about it right now, the seed has been planted. And the Bible says one plant, one water, and God will give the increase.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. Sometimes we have to step back and let God do what he's going to do in their life because we're standing away. But God going to give the increase. He going to do what he said he's going to do. We try to protect and cuddle and stick our hand in the fire to protect them because they're ours. But God said they'll never learn how to call on the name of Jesus. He said, the Bible said, those that call on the name of Jesus shall be delivered. And they'll never know him for themselves if they always got a proxy. They always got a face that keeps showing up for them. But we got to show them that God is their source. God is their supply. God is their everything. And that my mother never, she never stand in the way of God. God, I can't be your God. She's always lead us back to God. Always led us back to God. I don't care what it was. We got in trouble. My mama put us on our knees, and we tarried, and she tell us, you call on Jesus till I get tired. And she'll sit there and crochet blankets, hats, and read books and study her Bible lessons and do her seminary school work. She'll do all of that stuff, and we still there calling on Jesus. We get low. She says, you ain't loud enough. And so we just have to lead them back. Lead them back to God. Because that's their source. We ain't the source. God is. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Anybody else?
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Mm-mm-mm-mm.
Thank you, Jesus.
Anybody else speak prayer? Anybody else? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master.
Glory to God.
We bless your name, Jesus. Put your hand of mercy. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. Woman of God, is anybody else on the platform? We're not going to hold everybody hostage.
Yeah. Yes, let's see. Does not look like there's anybody on the platform, and just trying to see if anybody's trying to come over. Amen. Doesn't look like
star six, y'all. Star six if you need prayer.
Thank you, Jesus. Let anybody. Glory to God. Well, I think I hear somebody trying to come. Jesus, thank you. Okay, man of God. Doesn't look like anyone's trying to come over.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, the Lord. Lord, Father, we thank you, O God, on tonight for your spirit, Father. We thank you for your power and your authority, Lord. We pray even now, God, for the woman of God that is in the nursing home, O God. We pray, God, for the pastors this hour, God. We pray for leaders this hour, O God. those, oh, Father, we pray for them, God, those that are forgotten, oh, God, those, especially the single pastors, Father, those that have nobody but themselves and their family, that are close family, God, that are living by themselves, oh, God, that's carrying the load of ministry. We pray for every single leader. We pray for married pastors. We pray, God, for older and senior pastors this hour, oh, God. We pray for the elders in the church, God. We pray even now in the name of Jesus, oh, God, that you, Father, by your power and your authority, oh, God, that you would strengthen them, that you would cover them, oh, God. We bind premature death from off of your leaders. God, we bind death off of the mouthpieces right now in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we speak life over their life, oh, God. We decree and declare that they shall live and not die, Father. Oh, God, that they shall stand and declare the works of the living God. We pray life over their life this hour. God, we pray right now in the name of Jesus, Father, salvation, deliverance over sons and daughters. God, salvation, deliverance over nieces and nephews, family members, and household guests. We pray it right now in the name of Jesus. Father, pour out your spirit over the households right now, over every pastor, over every leader, over every individual, God, under the sound of my voice. Save the children tonight, God. Oh, God, save, set free, and deliver, oh, God. Save them from addiction, God. Save them from sex trafficking, God. Save them tonight. Oh, Father, we send your glory, God. We send your power, oh, God, to every child. Oh, God, cover, God. Oh, God, cover your people on tonight, Jesus. Oh, God, throw out a lifeline for us tonight, oh, God. Oh, God, throw out a lifeline tonight, Jesus. Tear down every wall, every attack of the enemy, God. Break in this bandit. We bind every spirit of witchcraft. We bind soothsaying and divining even now. In the name of Jesus, we overthrow it, God, by the power and authority of the Holy Ghost. We bind voodoo, wudong, tantalium. We come against it now by the power of the authority of the Holy Ghost, God, uprooted out of the land of the living, Father.
Yes, God.
Oh, yes, Lord, we decree and declare, God, anything, oh, God, that has been buried in the earth with our name attached to it, God. We speak to the very earth, oh, God, because your word declared that everywhere our feet shall trod, you'll give us the territory. And so, God, we command the earth to regurgitate it. Spit it up out of the ground, even now in the name of Jesus. Loose it from the earth, even now in the name of Jesus. We untie every root. We break every strand in the name of Jesus. We come against them now, Father, every wax coffin. We abolish it, God. We send the fire of the Holy Ghost right now. We burn up every witchcraft altar. We burn it up now in the name of Jesus. We send the fire of God to it now. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Father, by your will, every cursed word, every evil spoken word over our lives and our atmosphere, God, God, we send it back on the wind. We send it back on the east wind tonight. God, back into the bosom of the enemy, Father. Let it fly on the Lord's arrows of destruction tonight. In the name of Jesus, we plead your blood tonight, God.
Blood of Jesus.
Let the work of the enemy be overthrown. Let the work of the enemy be broken and shattered. Father, we decree and declare now that you will lay your hands on the bodies of the people, oh God. God, you said that they're being sick among us. Let them call for the elders of the church. We command sickness to go. We command it to flee now. Pain must cease. Oh God, we drive it out. Oh, by the power of your blood. God, you say, greater work shall we do. And we command sickness to go. We command it to flee our sight. We command it to flee our atmosphere. It has no authority over us. It has no power over us. But God, we command it to go. We command our bodies live. Our organs live. We command healing in our joints. Healing in our body. Healing, oh God, all over us, God. We take on healing, God. You said healing was in the angel's wings. Send Raphael, God, to the aid of your people tonight. Send Jehovah Rapha, send the angels tonight, God, and send help from the sanctuary to redeem us tonight, to heal us tonight. in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray against poverty. We pray, God, against poverty now. And we pray, God, that you break the poverty mindset. You break the poverty spirit, oh God. We bind that broke spirit in the name of Jesus. And God, we speak wealth over our life. We speak prosperity over our life in the name of Jesus. God, you said that you have and expect the end of us. God, your thoughts of us are good or not evil. And so, Father, we decree and declare it now. In the name of Jesus, God, that our wealth is blessed. Our bank accounts are blessed. Yes, Lord, we bind, God, every attack of the devil. We bind the enemy, oh God, for attacking our prosperity. We bind the enemy, oh God, for attacking our wealth, for attacking our body. And God, we drive them out of our lives tonight. And we command Satan to loose us and let us go free tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. And the people of God said amen and bless God.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
We thank you now, Jesus. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Eba.
I release it into the hands. Go to my house here. Yes, Lord. Release it into the hands of the woman of God tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, Jesus. Come on, bless him tonight. Just bless him right where you are.
Glory to God.
Bless him right where you are. Bless him.
Glory to God.
Come on,
bless him.
All participants are unmuted.
Right where you are, just give him glory.
Glory to
God.
Come on, give him glory. Give him glory. Give him glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Bless him tonight.
Participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We want you to stay right there in that praise, people of God, right there in that praise, right where you are. Glory to God. Truly, the Lord has done so much on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God, and he's still moving. He's still moving.
Glory be to God. So stay right there in that praise. Amen. Glory be to God. But we just want to let you know tonight. We want to let you know tonight. Glory to God. All that you've heard. Amen. Glory be to God. Seal it. Amen. Glory to God. Seal it. Keep it. Amen. So much was said on tonight. People of God, you must get a copy. You must get a copy of the broadcast on tonight. Amen. Even for, amen, Jesus, the solutions that the man of God gave, so many solutions, people of God, on tonight, you're going to need them. Amen. So we encourage you to get copy. Get a copy of the broadcast on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. For the lavender spray. Amen. For the fleas. Glory be to God for the water bowls. My God, so much on tonight. Glory be to God. You need this broadcast on tonight. Amen. We're going to give you two numbers. We're going to give you two numbers that you can get it. God bless you to the people that are, amen, Jesus, already sending. But tonight, you can get this broadcast, amen, by simply texting 912-257-3918. Amen. For those of you that are, amen, listening in other countries, you can as well text us via WhatsApp. WhatsApp. Amen. And that number is 678-608-7234. And again, 678-608-7234. People of God as well, those that are in the U.S., amen, you can simply text that number and we will get a copy of the broadcast to you. Amen. Amen. We're just so grateful again to the Lord for all that he's done, for all that he's saying on tonight, people of God. Amen. We reverence, amen, the presence of the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. We realize so much has been said and we don't want to cross that up. Amen. We want you to, amen, receive it, hold it in your spirit. Amen. And while the Spirit of the Lord is yet moving, doing a work in your life, amen, so much that could be said, but the word has already been spoken. Amen. We just want you to, amen, to just come subject to the word spoken on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Man of God, we thank God for you. We appreciate you so much. Amen. Glory be to God. This word is just most precious. Glory to God, it is a word that is so needed in the earth, in the body of Christ, so, so very needed, amen, and we know that God knows, or he wouldn't have sent such a word, but we thank God tonight, amen, certainly, amen, it has blessed our souls, glory to God, it has blessed us, glory to God, it has brought deliverance, amen, to as many of us as would receive, amen, it's already done. So we thank God again for you tonight, man of God. Amen, Jesus. And we're going to ask Prophetess if she will come and bless you on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. And then we're going to yield the floor back unto you, man of God, for final remarks or if there's anything else, amen, that the Lord is leading on tonight. So Prophetess Everett, if you would come and bless the man of God on tonight. Amen.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I want, before we go into that, I just want everybody to give the Lord a hand clap for what God has done tonight. Clap your hands for what the Lord has done, saints. Clap
yes.
your hands for what God has done.
Yes.
God has visited us tonight. He's moved
yes.
for us tonight. He's
yes.
answered prayers tonight. He's made
yes.
himself known tonight. Thank
yes.
you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank
yes.
you, Minister Bradley.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you tonight, and I ask that you
yes.
move for the man of God.
Continuously,
Lord, continue to raise this prophet up, Lord, as an ensign in these last and evil days. Let your will be done in his life. It is time, Lord, for him to come forth and that the world will understand that there are servants that God has trusted and that God has poured into and that the Lord has visited and that God is speaking to. Lord, let his voice be heard over the nation, over the world, four corners of the earth. Make yourself known through him, Lord, in the name of Jesus. As he yields to you, Lord, bless him with the strength. Bless him with the vigor. Lord, move in every fiber of his being to let your perfect will be done in his life. He's yielded to you, Lord, and he's given you a total yes, Lord. And he's given you a yes phrase and a yes to your will. Now continue to bless him with these strengths. Give him every virtue he needs. God, continue to gift his life. Lord, raise him up and stir the gifts inside of him. Bless him
perfectly, thoroughly, that, Lord, that you will be manifested in this life of your servant, Prophet Virgil Postel. We decree your will and power upon his life as never before. Let your angels visit him, give him the dreams and visions, Lord. Continue to give him an intellect and an articulation that it's going to take, Lord, to bless your people, Lord, tonight. Almighty God, hallelujah. We praise you for him. We praise you for how he's yielded. We praise you for what you've done. Continue to bless him right now. And as you bless him right now, he's blessed. Keep him and he's kept. Let your will be done in his life. Let nothing hinder or fail, Lord, in his life. Continue to make him, cause him to be one that is decisive for you, one that is exact towards you. And we decree your blessings and powers with these virtues and these mighty acts to reign in his life. In Jesus' mighty name, thank you right now for blessing Prophet Virgil Postel. In Jesus' name, want everyone to give God a high praise tonight for what God has done. Come on, clap your hands for Jesus. Clap your hands for the Lord tonight for this servant of God.
All participants are unmuted.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, we bless and honor the Lord on tonight for all that he is doing and all that he has done. You got to understand one thing, and that is closing yourself off, keeping yourself preserved. Preserve yourself. When God restores you, preserve yourself. Now that he's coming and healed and healed you, preserve yourself. Preserve yourself. You can wait. Don't rush. Don't rush. Many of you don't know how to love yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to learn how to love you before anybody else loves you.
Yes, yes.
Because you can't teach somebody how to love what you don't know what love is. You understand me?
Mm-hmm.
Your first encounter was consummation. That's what love was to you. That's not love. That's not love. Amen. So tonight you want to learn how to teach yourself how to love. Take yourself on a date. Take yourself to the movies. Learn how to fall in love with you. And then you can teach people how to love you because you know how to love yourself. Amen.
Yeah.
We pray and we speak blessings over this line tonight, that God will bless it, that he will increase it. We pray that God will send visitation on this line. Let the glory of the Lord rest in the midst of this place. We pray an open heaven atmosphere on this line in Jesus' name. Let nothing be missing. Let nothing be lacking, God. Cause major miracles, signs, and the wonders to be made manifest on this line. Healing that has never seen before. God, let your manna fall from heaven on your people.
Amen.
Come on this line. In the mighty name of Jesus, let it manifest, oh God. For your people, oh God. Do it for them, Jesus.
Yes, God.
Show them, oh God, that you are glorious. Show them, oh God, that you are God, would do anything but fail.
Yes,
you can do it, Father. I've seen you do it. I've lived it, God. I've experienced it. Let your people see that you are God, that will let the angel feathers rain in the midst of them, that the angel feathers will rain around them, God. Show them, God, because that's your hand, Jesus. And we know that you're capable of doing it. If you did it one time, Lord, you can do it again. In Jesus' name, we pray that you will bless the host of this line, oh God. Bless her life, oh God. Add to her life, God, more years and strength. Oh, Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus. God, that you will bless everything that she desires to do. Bless the work of her hands even now in the name of Jesus. Bless her son. God, bless her son and his businesses even now. Touch right now in the name of Jesus. Cause his business to skyrocket, oh God, with sales and increase, even now in the name of Jesus. Send a wind, God, his way of financial wealth. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray your will to be so. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah. People of God, we want you to one more time lift those voices and give God praise. Amen.
Hallelujah.
So
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. People of God, we look to see you back. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen, Jesus. We want to invite you to come back on tomorrow night. Amen. Come back to see, amen, what the Lord, to hear what the Lord has to say. He has given us so much tonight, people of God. We encourage you to get a copy of this broadcast. Amen. Not only get a copy, amen, but send a copy. Amen. Send it to somebody. Glory to God, because you just don't know who's battling, amen, with some of the same thing that the man of God spoke about on tonight. So we want to send this word. We want to be intentional, amen. We need your hands, glory to God. So request a copy of the broadcast on tonight, and please, ma'am, please, sir, send it to as many people as you can. This is how we're advancing, amen, getting this word out, amen. We're not going by foot, amen, but we're certainly sending it so that they can hear it, amen. So be sure to get your copy, amen, and we look to see you back on tomorrow. God bless you. We love you, and we look to see you on tomorrow night. Amen? Amen, amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Can you run there?
Yes, Lord.
Or it shall be received. Where the sin sick soul shall be.
We are
under. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. We are under. Thank you, Jesus. And open heaven. We are under. And open heaven. Where a flower shall overflow. Yeah, we are under an open heaven. Yeah, we are under an open heaven. Yeah, oh my God, oh, we are under an open heaven. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'd your power. Oh, we are under an open. Oh, pour it out. Rain on your people, we are. Oh,
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.